Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Dunkin' Donuts Park for game number two of today's triple header. It's game four of the opening series here from Dunkin' Donuts Park. It's the defending league champions, the Fat Orange Cap Brewers, as they take on the visiting Glastonbury Pirates. Pirates will be playing as the away team, and the Brewers will be playing as the home team. Well, we're set as the starting lineups have been set here today. And still a little bit of a windy day here today. And what a way to get started with some baseball. First game, a lot of these games will end in six innings, and there is a good reason for that. There is a two-hour limit put on the games today. So after an hour and 45 minutes of play, no more innings will be able to start. So in this game, right after 7:45, whatever inning we are in, that will be the final inning. Brewers playing as the home team. Here's their lineup. Starting pitcher for them, Dan Livingston. At shortstop, it's Luke Johnson. Jeff Durso at third base. Left fielder, Tyler Gibbs. Zach Johnson at center field. The extra hitter, Kyle McCarthy. Nate Haru at catcher. Brandon LaChance at first base. Scott Lufberry, the right fielder. And Austin Kramer, the designated hitter. For the Glastonbury Pirates, as they take on the defending champs, the Brewers. Starting pitcher for the Pirates will be Tyler Sear, Josue Lopez will be starting, number 44, then Evan Chamberlain, then it's Jeff Boyce, Ishmael Bolorin, Dan Baccaro, Tim Phillips, Charlie Danaher, Tyler Rice, Bill Eller, and Mike Loban. I did stumble there as the wind is blowing the papers almost off my clipboard here today, so it's time to start game number two of the triple header today. Next game starting 8:30. That will be the Arch 2 Indians, the merger between Chicago Sam's and Burrill Realty. They will play. They will take on another team. The team they will be playing will be the New Britain Hurricanes. Brand new team. The third and final new addition. So the Pirates wearing a blue jersey with red sleeves, red lettering, and a white trim. And then the numbering is in all white. The Brewers wearing the throwback Astros jerseys, the yellow and orange stripes, black lettering, orange trim, and white on the top. CTL patch on the sleeve. Brewers defending league champions, won their first ever. It's their first ever league championship. So a big win for them this year. 6:02, and we have yet to have the first pitch. A little meeting on the mound between the catcher and the pitcher tonight. It's again pitcher Dan Livingston. On our roster, I did not seem to find Adam Michaud, who was one of the best pitchers in the league last year. This team might not be the same. Josue Lopez now starting things off, getting set right behind home plate here. Pitch on the way. It's low in the dirt. Ball one. And in about an hour, be 2 hours and a half, 2.5 hours will be game three, the final game of the opening series. That one a chop ground ball to shortstop. They'll throw on to first and record the easy out, a 6-3 play. And a good start here tonight. So now batting, it should be Evan Chamberlain, number 12. It's Tyler Sear who will be starting on the mound for the Brewers, or not for the Brewers, for the Pirates. So he should be getting warmed up in the bullpen. Here is Chamberlain, pitch on the way. Low and away in the dirt. Ball number one. The Pirates and the Brewers here. That'll be strike one. Sitting directly behind home plate for this game, and then we'll be back off to the side for the other. That one is a ground ball right up to the pitcher who will throw him out, and he'll go 1-3. Not the ideal play. And Jeff Boyce now batting. And Boyce getting started. Pirates did not have a stellar season last year. They're looking to rebound. And the Brewers trying to show that they are just as strong as their championship run last year. Strike one. If not a stronger team from last year. That one right back up the middle back to the pitcher. He's going to leg it out, flip it to first, and end the inning. So Livingston makes two of the three recorded outs. Everyone gunned down at first. And that will retire the side. Through half an inning, it's 0-0 with the Brewers yet to bat. And Luke Johnson to lead things off. Bottom of the first here. So Luke Johnson getting set. Defending champions to take their first at-bats. Gotta say, anything less than one hit in this first inning would be just a little disappointing, coming off a title run out at Muzzy Field the last year. And a first pitch, I believe, called high ball one. Wind up and the 1-0. And ball two on high and away. And here's the 0-2. Called strike one and a 2-1 count here. And the Brewers looking to get that all-important first win. Now a 3-1 count. Remember the Dodgers playing on the road tonight. They're out in Bristol at Muzzy Field. Playing against the Bristol Knights, who won their first game 4-3. And a walk to start. And a walk will get things started. And that will bring up Jeff Durso. Tyler Sear starting on the mound tonight. And in his first at-bat, or the first batter he faces, he walks with a 3-1 count and then throws ball four. Pitch on the way. High, ball one. So high and away. A quick first half inning that went by, nearly about 5 minutes into the game. Did not take much to sit down three for the Brewers. A good defensive effort, and we'll see what the offense can do. Here's the 1-0. It'll be low in the dirt. Ball number two. And if you are the Brewers tonight, you've got to wonder what's the plan of attack for trying to win this first game and get back on a run to the title. Runner on first, 2-0 count. No outs here. Getting set. Kicks and deals. Runner going for second. The throw is going to be not in time. And a stolen base as he will take second. So he steals second base. The, I believe, now 3-0 count. The catcher will call time, returning some sunglasses. An all-important first game for the defending champion Brewers here. There's another defending champ in the league, the Black Sox. They played in the last game, won that game 3-1. Pitch on the way. It's a chop ground ball, and it will get past the third baseman, but the shortstop picks it up, throws to first. It comes out of the glove. Throw home is going to be off. The runner is going to hold, and that's going to be an RBI. And I believe that would come at an error. But the first run will score, and that was Jeff Durso getting on base. And that will go as an error. So an error to the first baseman scores the first run of the game. Brewers on top, 1-0. Still a runner on first, nobody out, and Tyler Gibbs at the plate. Gibbs standing in. Throws, and it's inside. And the 1-0 chopped into the screen. And they'll get a new baseball there. So a 1-1 count. And here we are. Set with the 1-1. Fouls it right off his leg. So a 1-2 count here for Gibbs. With Durso on first, thanks to an error to the first baseman. So technically, still a no-hitter here. Although he has given up a run. Walked that first batter, then stole second. Durso safe from the pickoff attempt down there. And he is one strike away from sitting down his first batter of the game. It's the third batter he faces. Pitch on the way. Up high for ball. Zach Johnson will be following. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Chop ground ball going to the shortstop. He'll throw to second for one. First, it won't be in time, but it'll be a fielder's choice. And that will put him out. So one on. And one away here. So Zach Johnson playing in center field tonight. Pitch on the way. Called strike number one. Looked a bit inside. Didn't really want to get the handle of the bat on that one. Batting next should be Kyle McCarthy. On the way, and it's a high fly pop-up. Number 99 will be coming up next. I think that's McCarthy wearing a different jersey. Because that sure is not Dan Livingston. No balls, two strikes. And settling in at home plate for game two of the opening series. One away. And it's off the handles, going towards the shortstop. Will be caught. Runner will go back. Zach Johnson retired there. Two down. So a walk for Luke Johnson. He stole second. Got to home off an error by the third baseman, or by the first baseman. Tyler Gibbs hits into a fielder's choice with the out at second base. And Zach Johnson out by a pop-up into shortstop. Here's Kyle McCarthy. Then Haru should be starting. Pitch on the way. Runner goes for second. He will get there. And a stolen base. Pitch on the way. That is going to be outside for a ball. That one low and away for ball number two. Apparently ball three. So 3-0 here to Kyle McCarthy. Nate Herou batting next. On the way. And that is shot. It was deep into foul territory. That one could have gone the distance. I think had he kept it straight, would have been the second home run we have seen today. First one came in the last game. That was between the Black Sox and the Gators. Gators actually got that home run. That was the one run they had. A walk here for McCarthy. Still a runner on second, but a walk. Matt Savigny. So Matt Savigny he starts at the catcher's position. That'll be strike number one. So one ball, one strike for Savigny. Runners on first and second. And two away here. One out from getting into the second inning. Pitch on the way. Chop grounder, foul. Number five will be coming up next. That will be Nate Herou. That one is hit towards right, and he's out. That will put away that half of the inning. We are through one hole. It is 1-0. And the Pirates getting set to bat, top of the second. Pitch on the way to Ishmael Bullerun, or Bullerun. Takes it for ball number one. And I had the starting lineup wrong for the Fat Orange Cat Brewers. It's their starting lineup. I had a mistake in the batting order. And a 2-0 count. Here's the 2-0 pitch on the way. Called strike number one. It's a mistake. McCarthy is still in there. Savigny, the first baseman. Then it's Herou at catcher. LaChance, first base. Loughberry, right field. Kramer, designated hitter. So they are batting 10. A 3-1 count here. And that will be caught in center. And Bullerin will be out. 1-0 lead for the Brewers here. And Dan Beccaro stands in. Here's the pitch. Strike one. Called strike two. So a 1-2 count here. Ah. And that's a shot through the gap. So shot through the gap for a single. And Beccaro gets his first hit of the game. So number 17, Tim Phillips, will be batting. Tim Phillips settles in. Livingston on the hill. Played that first inning, 1-2-3. Here's the pitch on the way. Call the ball. Remember the two-hour rule. So after 7:45, no more innings are to start. And that is to get ample warm-up time for the other teams to play at 8:30. Next pitch on the way. Fouled into the screen, just missing the Fat Orange Cap Brewers dugout. This game brought to you by the Fat Orange Cap Brewery. And getting set. And the pitch. Takes it for ball two. And the 2-1 count, one on. 1-0 lead here. One hit, one error tonight. That'll be ball three in the dirt. It's one hit from the Pirates. The Pirates have had one error. Brewers with no hits today. Brewers up by one, though. That one shot into the screen again. It'll be a 3-2 count. So the 3-2, full count. Brewers on top here. And they're going to try and keep it that way here in the second. One run scored for them back in the first. Swung on and missed. Kazin. And that leaves that guy. It leaves Beccaro at single at first. And Charlie Danaher to bat next. That'll be called strike number one to Danaher. Danaher yet to bat. He'll be followed by Rice, then Eller, and then Lobel. And there is another batter. They are batting 11. That one fouled off the netting down in right field. So they are batting 11. And the last one I won't be able to keep stats for. That one hit into right field. It's hit well into right field. Into the corner. He will make it with a double as he slides in. So an easy double. Puts runners on second and third. And that brings up Tyler Rice. So a two on and two away here in the inning. The Brewers got to get out of this jam here. In a troublesome spot. Two out, but two on in scoring position. That one will get away from the catcher. Runners will hold. Brewers just trying to not give up this lead. Trying to give the ball back to the Pirates defense, and that'll be called strike number one. And a 1-1 count, two away, two on. And the pitch to Rice. Swung on and missed, strike two. That'll be called strike three, sits him down. So Rice gets sat down. However, two hits this inning, no walks, but no runs and two left stranded. We'll be back. Bottom of the second, 1-0, Brewers. Well, a new pitcher coming in here for the bottom of the second for the Pirates, Zach Croft. Tyler Sear goes one whole inning, no strikeouts, two walks, no hit batters, one run. That run was earned. So one earned run as well for him. Dan Livingston stayed on the hill in the last inning, so no changes as of yet for the Brewers tonight. So Livingston's still out there. He pitched two innings, giving up no runs, but two hits and an error. Well, actually, no errors, sorry. So getting set, it will be Nate Herou to start things off. He's the catcher. He'll start things off here in the second. 1-0, and the Brewers looking to extend on that lead. Not a lot of breathing room, as you would think, with a 1-0 lead. Especially with what the Pirates did in the last inning, put two on in scoring position, although they struck out their last at-bat, so Dan Livingston was able to put that behind him. But getting set, bottom of the second inning here in the evening game, and then we'll get set for the night game starting at 8:30 in about 2 hours from now, so 2 more hours of baseball left to play. Here's the windup and the first pitch from Croft. It's in the dirt, gets away from the catcher, and ball one. Croft getting his first start of the season. And we will try to get as many updates as we can from the Weathersfield game going on in Bristol tonight, as this is the Dodgers Network. Two balls now, no strikes. Herou, I believe, was a part of this team last year. That'll be called strike one. And a championship team. They beat the Bristol Knights. Both games were mercy ruled. It was the first time a championship series had ended in a mercy rule. So coming in tonight with a chip on their shoulder, being the defending champions. Third ball thrown as it's low and away and in the dirt. Here's the last pitch. Ball four. He walks him. So Herou will get a free base. This brings up Brandon LaChance, the first baseman. So the first baseman, Brandon LaChance. Here's the pitch. It's in there for strike one, but it pops out of the catcher's glove. Runner holds, however. So one strike. And getting set, kicks and deals. Coming in at around 80 miles an hour, he fouls that back. Two strikes. So no two count here. So with a no two count, LaChance trying to stay alive with Herou on first. It's up high. Catcher has to jump for it. Makes the catch. 1-2 count. And the pitch on the way. Chops it. It'll go to the first baseman who throws to second for one. First, he's safe. Fielder's choice. So an out at second base. The fielder's choice is pulled. That brings up number one, Scott Lufberry. So Lufberry stands in. They called strike number one. That one, a pitch out attempt. Nothing to him. And that will be low in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes. And that will be called strike number two. And the 2-2 pitch on the way. In the dirt, ball three, and it's a full count. Runner on first, one away. A beautiful night for baseball here in the state's capital. Pitch on the way. And he swings at a bad pitch, and he fouled it off him, so it will not count, and he tries to walk it off. So after fouling off his leg, still a 3-2 count. And here comes the 3-2 pitch on the way. It's a high fly ball going towards center field. Runner holding on the base path. He's out, so that's two down, and the runner will go back. So Lufberry out in center field. That brings up Austin Kramer. Kramer, the designated hitter here. He gets a hit. That brings up Luke Johnson, and the entire batting order will have gone through once in the first two innings. Not something you see often. Up high and away, ball number one. He almost tried to gun down the runner at first. 1-0 on the way. Up high, ball number two. And a 2-0 count. And the Brewers on top here, 1-0. Kicks and deals. And that'll be down the middle, strike number one called. And now wind up and the pitch in the dirt, ball number three. So three balls, one strike, and two away, a runner on first. No one in scoring position. They're going to try and change that. And that will be called strike two. He was ready to walk to first. Here's the 3-2. Runner goes for second. Swung on and missed. He strikes him out. Kramer goes down swinging, and that puts an end to the inning. We'll be right back. We're through two innings. It's 1-0 Brewers. And so Kyle McCarthy will come into pitch here. Dan Livingston goes two full innings with two strikeouts, no walks, no hit batsmen, no runs, no earned runs. First pitch will be a strike. As Kyle McCarthy comes into pitch. That one is fouled back into the screen. So it is Bill Eller standing in, number 22. Pitch on the way. Oh, and fouled off. And so with two strikes. Pitch on the way. Called strike three, and he gets him here in the third. Kay Zeller. I'll bring up Mike LaBelle. So LaBelle here takes that one, ball one, top of the third. I'm not totally convinced that that is not Dan Livingston still on the hill. He called strike one. But the number is out there, so McCarthy on the hill. Swung on and missed, strike number two. Looking for that final strike and get another K. McCarthy starts the game with a strikeout, and he records a second straight strikeout. This will bring up Evan Tegmeyer. Strike one there. Pitch on the way. And that one fouled into the screen. And the 0-2 on the way. High and away, ball one. He's looking to try and strike out the side here. Ball two, that one in the dirt. 2-2 count, two down. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, and he strikes out three straight. And that is something. He K's the side. So we're through 2.5. It remains a 1-0 ball game. And we're settling in here for the bottom of the half of the third inning. This will bring up Luke Johnson. So Luke Johnson getting started here. Following him will be Jeff Durza. Last time up, he walked. Stole second base. Off an error. Came into third. And then scored later. Ball number one. So one ball, no strikes. Swings at one. A nice piece of hitting left field. It will hit the netting before it gets to the glove. Still on the mound is Zach Croft. And Croft still on the hill here. 1-1 is the count. And Jeff Durso getting ready to bat. And kicks and deals with a high fly ball going towards center. It will be caught, and a nice play to start. And Glastonbury, if they're playing this well against the defending league champions, you got to wonder, maybe Glastonbury's a stronger team than they were last year. They did make it past the first rounds. They were able to get through that, played in Glastonbury after starting in Willimantic. And the pitch, called strike number one. That one will just get away from the catcher. Ball one here. So an even count, one apiece. No hits for the Brewers. They had one error earlier in the game, and that was a Pirates error. Got men on base that way, so solid game. And that no-hitter's over as he lines it into left field. And Durso is aboard with a single. Got to first last time up. He got to first last time. It was off an error by the first baseman. So one away in Tyler Gibbs at the plate. Last time hit into a fielder's choice. Got to first. Durso was out on his way to second. Then Gibbs would steal second. He would later get stranded there. After McCarthy was walked, and then Savigny flew out into right field. Pitch on the way, and he lines it to the second baseman. Turnaround throw to short. Did he get him? He got him. He might have obstructed the way in there, the slide. It looked like they collided, but that will be another fielder's choice. Again, another fielder's choice, and Durso unable to make it to second. This brings up Zach Johnson. Johnson last time up, he flew out to the shortstop. The Brewers struggling offensively here. They've gotten one hit today. Only one runner past second base. That was the run they had scored. Other than that, no one's been past it. That one popped into the netting. Back out onto the field. Coming up next, the Arch 2 Bar and Grill Indians, the merger between Chicago Sam's and Barrill Realty. They will take on the New Britain Hurricanes. The Hurricanes made up of a lot of former Barrill Realty Indians. They play at New Britain High School. The 0-2 pitch on the way. Runner goes for second. It was a ball. Throw not in time. Stolen base. So he will take second. One ball, two strikes. Runner 180 feet from home and a massive lead at second base. He makes Croft step off the pitcher's mound. And that was a massive lead. He was almost halfway down the base path with that. Checks again, kicks and throws. It's outside. Ball number two, clocking in at 83 miles an hour. That one is popped into right field. Foul. And some of these pitchers can really throw. We saw in game number one today a few going into the high 90s. Or not high 90s, around low 90s. Nevertheless, 90 miles an hour is quite fast for any pitcher. That one looked like a changeup. Checked his swing. It was called ball three. 69 miles an hour, that one. Here's the 3-2. In the dirt, ball four, and Johnson will walk. So the walk for Johnson, that brings up Kyle McCarthy, wearing the number 99. So Livingston stepping up to the plate here. And safe there. Pickoff attempt at second. This may in fact be Livingston. Pitch on the way. Cracks it. And it is lost in the sun somewhere. Left fielder comes up with it and ends the inning. So with no hits still, or actually they do get one. They get one hit. We're through three innings, four to go. 1-0 Brewers. And getting set here, it's Josue Lopez standing in. Josue Lopez standing in, number 44. Top of the fourth inning, down by one. And McCarthy kicks and deals, and it's through the gap between shortstop and the third baseman. And an easy single for him. And Josue Lopez gets a single. And this brings up Evan Chamberlain. Chamberlain will be settling in here. Last time up, hit back up to the pitcher, was gunned down at first. Called strike one. Lopez, last time he was up, batted out to the shortstop who threw him out at first. So all these guys getting gunned down. And that one is chopped back up to the pitcher. No throw to second because he wasn't there. Throw to first is going to be in time, so the fielder's choice will be made. Runner will advance up to second. And with that fielder's choice, here comes Jeff Boyce. Last time up, hit back to the pitcher. And was out at first. Same thing happens again for Chamberlain. Got it back to the pitcher, was thrown out at first. They could have turned two had the second baseman been standing on second, or the shortstop was there. They'd almost gotten a double play, but one away here in the top half of the fourth. The midway inning, that one inside and getting away from the catcher, ball number one. Here for the opening series. And what an opening series this has been. None of the games have made it past six innings. This one might be the first. That one is shot into right. They're going to wave him around. The throw from right field is safe at the plate. This game is tied. And the Pirates making a valiant effort. He drills it into right. Boyce to get a double. And scoring the run. And that was a close play at home. Not sure the catcher would agree with it. That was a very close play. My personal opinion, I think he was out. But he makes it. And this game is going to be tied in the fourth. So midway through game one, this game is tied. And we've yet even to play a full hour. And Ishmael Bullerin watches it go in, strike one. So Ish Bullerin, with a runner on second, one away, and a one count. That one is shot deep to right. It is way foul, as it turns out. Deep foul ball hit the Hartford Terrace out on right field. Right at the Hartford Terrace, the statue of the elk. That is a high fly ball going center field. It'll be hauled in. The runner will tag for third. He will decide to hold at second. So the runner holds, but Bullerin out in center field. That is two down now in a tie game with Dan Beccaro. Last time up, it was the last inning, got a single. Then advanced on to second and then third off the double by Charlie Danaher. And Beccaro standing in. Game four of the five-game opening series here. And then in about an hour and a half, we will see the finale of the opening series. Here's the 0-0 pitch on the way. That one was cracked into the netting. Foul ball. And we do have a scoring update for you. In the top of the third, it's 5-2 Bristol. So Kez Douglas just left off the third, just left off the top of the third with a single for the Dodgers. So he led off that inning, got a single, so they are currently in the third. Out at Muzzy Field, home of the championship series. That will be inside ball number two. That one fouled off. So a 2-2 count, two down. That one again fouled into the net. Still a 2-2 count for Beccaro. Pitch on the way. Called ball three. They're looking for that last out. And the 3-2 chopped. That will go to the shortstop. A beautiful diving catch and a throw out at first. What a play. That will go 6-3 for the out there. And that will put away the inning. So we'll be right back with the bottom half of the fourth. And getting set, a new pitcher coming in for the Pirates is number 15, Santolo. And number 28, Matt Zavigny, coming into play. And Zach Croft ends up going two innings. And first pitch in there, ball one. Goes two innings, one strikeout. And it looks like two walks. Two walks, no hit batters. No runs given up, no earned runs. And that's the way the run ends for Zach Croft. Santolo will come in. So far, two ball, one strike is the count. So 2-1 count. Zavigny. Here's the pitch. It is skied high, foul territory. And with the 2-2 count, pitch on the way. Swung on and missed, and he strikes him out. And the first at-bat of the inning is a K. And Santolo off to a good start here today. Now batting is number 5, Nate Heru. He's the catcher. Walked earlier today, then was gunned down at second base by the fielder's choice hit by Brandon LaChance. So LaChance will be batting next. Here's a high fly ball fouled away again. Looks like one warming up in the bullpen for the Brewers. Looks like they're going to try and grab a new baseball to use after that. It's fouled off. 0-1 count here with one down. Pirates looking to get another K here and try and strike out the side. Oh, and he almost got him. And the batter had to duck under that one. That was coming right for him. Don't forget, about an hour and a half later, you can listen to the immediately following the conclusion of Game 5. You can hear it. The Arch 2 Indians will be taking on the New Britain Hurricanes. The game number 5 and the finale of the opening series. And then we will have most likely the schedule for the Dodgers out later. And possibly any other events. 2-1 count here. Two balls, one strike. Swung on, fouled off, and that'll be the second strike here. Two count. And the 2-2 on the way. Swung it right back up at the pitcher. It goes off his glove. Throw to the plate. He will be safe. And I'm not sure what to call that. It goes off the glove. Pitcher didn't come up with it. I think that would be an error. I'm going to wait for the scorekeepers here to say what that was. I do know a runner gets on to first. They will rule that a hit. So that will be the second base hit of the day for the Brew Crew. Brewers defending champs, just not having a good game here today. And you would expect with a strong start, a 1-0 lead in the first, and you'd think they'd have a few more on the board, but not tonight. No balls, one strike with the foul ball from number 18, Brandon LaChance, who's batting with a runner on first. Last time he was up, there was also a runner on first. Hit into a fielder's choice. That was made at second. He stayed on first. Did not advance any farther. One on, one down. Almost went, but it'll be called ball number one. One count here. Two away. Sorry, one away. 1-1. That will be two balls, one strike. And that one is skied into foul territory. Two balls, two strikes. And that one, a chop ground ball to the third baseman. Throw to second is going to be on time. No throw is going to be made to first. And another fielder's choice for LaChance. He will get to first. And off the single, this brings up Scott Lufberry. Lufberry with two outs, one on. That one called strike one down the middle. All one count, two away. And he checks first. Doesn't choose a pickoff here. Called strike two, again down the middle. And he's looking to try and put away this half inning. Get to the fifth, where the final three innings begin. They'll have nine outs left. And getting set, checks first, kicks and delivers. Swung on, foul. And the lights have come on here. Here's the 0-2, and that one swung up the middle, and it gets past the shortstop, and that will be a single. And that will be Lufberry getting a single. That is their third base hit of the game. Second of this inning. Two away, Austin Kramer at the plate. And Kramer in the dirt, low and away. One ball, no strikes, two away here. And if you are the Brewers, you're trying to just get one more across the plate and finish this up a little earlier, but ball two is that one's in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes. 2-0 pitch. Called ball three. And that will be called strike one as that one goes down the middle. Kremer, last time he was up, struck out back in the second inning. 3-1 on the way. Lasers that one down the first baseline, but it goes foul. Your runners will return to first and second. Two on, two away, and a full count. And that one will be ball four, and everyone will advance. So everyone advancing. This brings back Luke Johnson. And actually a pinch hitter coming in. Pinch hitter number 26. He gets piece of it, going foul in right field. Again, nearly missing the Hartford Terrace. 26 will be Zach Player. And he will come in the fourth inning. So Player in the fourth after Kremer was walked. 1-1 count as he takes that one for a ball. Santolo kicks and throws, and it's up high. It'll get away from him. Runner is going to go, and he's going to stand up into home. Everyone's going to advance on the wild pitch. And a run will score, and this game no longer tied. So a wild pitch advances everybody up. And a run scores, and I think now they can try and get out of this inning a little bit quicker. 2-1 pitch on the way. Chopped foul. That goes way high out of this park, but not the right way. It goes out of the park behind the plate. So Zach Player into bat here. First appearance of the evening for him. And here's the 2-2 pitch on the even count. Chopped foul on the third base side here. 2-1 Brewers on top here. Two balls, two strikes, and two away. Two runners in scoring position. And the 2-2 called strike three, and that decides the end of the inning. But the damage is done. After four, it's 2-1 here, going into the final three innings of tonight's game. So Zach Johnson coming in to pitch. That leaves Kyle McCarthy off the mound. He pitched two innings, struck out three, walked none, hit none, allowed one run, and that was an earned run, so he has one earned run through two innings here. That will bat the Glastonbury Pirates here in the top half of the fifth inning. Another run scored for the Brewers in the last half inning. So another run for the Brewers came across. Leading this off would be Tim Phillips. Phillips last time up struck out in the second. He was followed by Charlie Danaher, who hit a double. So Tim Phillips will come to the plate as soon as he will walk up. And Zach Johnson finishing up with the throwing here. So Tim Phillips to lead things off. A little meeting here between the catcher and Zach Johnson. Johnson making his first pitching appearance of the season. So 2-1 here in Dunkin' Donuts Park. Brewers in the lead, and still not a lot of breathing room when you know the Pirates were down their neck the whole time. Wild pitch from Johnson, ball one. And for that last inning or so, Pirates were breathing down the Brewers' neck. Here's the pitch. That would be ball number two. A 2-0 count. Pitch on the way. Called ball three. And a 3-0 count. Two to one. The 3-0 pitch. Called strike one down the middle. Top five here. Nine more outs to go. The Brewers only need to sit down another nine batters, and this game is over. Strike two from Johnson, and after throwing three straight balls, I think Johnson may have gotten himself together to continue this inning. 3-2 on the way. It's hit down the first baseline, and he will be out. And the ground out to third. Tim Phillips has sat down. Charlie Danaher coming up for his second at bat. Doubled his last time up. He'll be followed by Tyler Rice, and then Bill Eller, Mike Lobel, and then Evan Tegmeyer. And that bottom half of the order has not had too much luck other than Danaher. Rice struck out, Eller struck out, Lobel struck out, and Tegmeyer struck out. And 1-0. It's that bottom order, not too lucky. On a high fly ball, it will be shot into the screen. Should be a 1-1 count here. And getting set, he kicks and delivers the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed, strike number two. A 1-2 count here. One, two on the way. Ball number two, and that will even the count. And the pitch fouled off again. And getting set to deliver the payoff pitch. Fouled back into the net again, this time lower, just over the backstop. Backstop at this ballpark, very short. Field almost practically elevated over the seats. They really kind of dug in those seats right behind home plate. Swung on and fouled again, this time into the backstop. So some of the lights came on here at the park, at least on the concourse. No lights on yet over the field. Pitch on the way. Again, fouled. I think Johnson's just wondering, what does he have to do to put this guy away? He's got two strikes on him. He's been sitting on those two strikes the whole at bat. Three hits for each, two errors by the Pirates. And here's the pitch, inside for a ball, and that's a full count. Johnson just trying to put away this one batter and get closer to putting away the half inning. Pitch on the way, again foul. Remember the 2-hour limit, and we're about just around 25 minutes away from that cutoff, so this game should be finished in six. Pitch pitch on the way. Now a high fly ball coming in. Oh, he won't get it off the dive. And he turns it into push-ups. That will be a single. That was fair. That will be a single there. So Charlie Danaher gets aboard with the single. That brings up Tyler Rice. Rice coming to the plate here. The fourth hit for the Pirates with one out in the inning. They're looking to try and tie this game again. And here in the Twilight League, games can end in a tie. We had a few teams that tied their games. A lot of those come off of the decision of they can't see and the count of darkness. Here's the 0-1 called strike two at 85 miles an hour. 0-2 count. And the windup, and now the payoff pitch. Just high and outside, ball number one. And the pitch on the way. That will be ball number one. And a full count here. Here comes the 3-2. And he will walk him. So a runner will advance to second. And so, one out, two on, one in scoring position. Pitch on the way. Outside, ball number one. And it looks like there's going to be a time called. And they're going to have a meeting on the mound. Well, they take a meeting, we're going to take a break. We are through. Well, and the meeting's over, so no time for a break here. Through four innings, 2-1. Just a small talking to. Nobody warming up in the bullpen, so it's a little hard to decipher who is going to come in. That's going to be called a strike, even though it gets away from the catcher. So number 14 instead comes in for Bill Aller. Number 14, that's Jason Couture. And he comes in here in the fifth inning. A 1-1 count for Couture to make his first at-bat. Sends that one deep foul into right field. And a lot of these guys getting a piece of him and sending him just foul. A good chance they could send him into the seats. And here's the pitch. Called ball number three, and a full count. With the full count here. This inning has taken quite some time. Wild pitch. It will go for a walk, and that will load the bases. And it looks like they're going to bring on another pinch hitter here. Instead of Mike Lobel. Looks like that's going to be number 15. That is Ciantolo, who comes in. And that'll be strike one on the first pitch. So Ciantolo coming in to pinch hit. One away, one strike. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That'll be a ball, and the catcher barely hangs on to it. Wild pitch would have tied this game here in the fifth, and I think that's the last thing the Brewers would want here. And here's the 1-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two, and one strike away from getting closer to ending this inning. And right now, bases loaded, one away. Highly unlikely he's getting out of this inning without giving up a run or two. Called strike three. He's going to sit him down. Big strikeout, and here is Tegmeyer to the plate. And Tegmeyer will stroll in, only it's not him. It looks like it's going to be number 16. That's Jack Seuss. So Jack Seuss comes in here in the 15th, or here in the 5th, swung on, and it's fouled. So Seuss up at the plate, two strikes on him. If they get the K, that would be remarkable to get out of a jam here for Zach Johnson. Started the inning so strong. There's a 1-2 count now as ball one goes in there. One more pitch. He's out of this inning and out of this jam. Bases loaded. Swung on, but he gets a piece of it, so he stays alive. He foul tips it into the dirt. That one is hit right field. He comes up with it, and the catch in right field ends this half inning. So with Seuss coming out, we'll go to the bottom of the fifth. It's 2-1. And getting set here, Luke Johnson to step in. Luke Johnson coming up to the plate. Johnson, last time he batted, flew out to center field. And the start of the bottom half of the fifth inning here. Just past midway through game two today. Swung on and missed. Strike number one to open things up. And one strike, no balls, nobody out, nobody on. And the second pitch of the inning. Outside, ball one. And Ciantolo still in this game. That one fouled off him. Strike two there. So Luke Johnson standing in. Jeff Durso right after him. And I think Tyler Gibbs will be coming in. Pitch on the way. And strike three sits him down. And that will bring up Jeff Durso. So Durso batting here in the fifth inning. Last time Durso came to the plate, he hit a single. Didn't get very far after that. In fact, he's gotten a first every time he's batted today. Does that continue? Tyler Gibbs coming in. Strike one on the first pitch there. Gibbs will be batting next. So it looks like they have moved much of the batting order. 1-1 on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike number two. And I think he's trying to get out of this inning quickly, bring it into the sixth, and hopefully try and tie this game back up. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed strike number three. He got him. Durso goes down swinging, and that is back-to-back strikeouts for Ciantolo. This will bring up Tyler Gibbs. Gibbs batting in for Zach Johnson. So here comes Gibbs up to the plate. And here's the pitch. Crack down to the third baseman. Makes the grab, throws to first. It's going to be off, and he's going to be off to the races to second. The throw is not going to be there in time by about a country mile, and I think that would be the... No, they're going to call it a hit. So a single for Tyler... Actually, a double for Tyler Gibbs. So I'm going to call that a double, and then the error. And here is Zach Johnson. Comes in here in the fifth inning, and it looks like they've moved down their batting order an entire spot, taking one guy off. Ball one on that first pitch. So a 1-0 count, two down, and that one up high. It's going to be a wild pitch into the net. The runner will get to third easy. And so the wild pitch there. Two balls, no strikes. And not the ideal inning after striking out two, giving up a double and then an error on the same play. And now a 2-0 count to the next batter. Not the ideal way of handling this inning. Pitch on the way. That'll be ball three as it's in the dirt. And it looks like Dan Livingston will be coming into bat next. Runner with a good sized lead at third. Strike number one. And here's the 3-1 on the way. It's going to be low ball number four. Runners will hold. So another walk. That will bring up Dan Livingston. So here in the fifth inning, Dan Livingston comes in. Runners on the corners, two away, looking for an RBI. Pitch called strike one. So in about 5 minutes, they won't allow any more innings to start. I think right now is the chance for the Brewers to really put this game out of reach. Swung on and missed strike two, and Livingston really swinging for this one. And here's the pitch. Inside, runner takes off for second. He'll get there. So the stolen base getting to second. And two on in scoring position. And it's a wild pitch. Runners are going to hold. There was a chance there that they might have been able to have. Could have possibly stolen home and given them a 3-1 lead here, but 2-1 going to have to do. Here's the 2-1. That'll be inside, ball number three, and it's a full count. One strike, and that ends the inning and keeps them in this game. A ball, the inning continues, base is loaded. Two on. Called strike three, and he sits him down and gets out of the jam. So that will put away the fifth inning. We go to the sixth. It's 2-1. So a new pitcher coming in. It's going to be number 19 for the Fat Orange Cap Brewers. And the final stats for Zach Johnson tonight. He pitches a full inning. He gets one strikeout, two walks, no hit batters, no runs, no earned runs. So the Pirates will attempt to finish this up, and this should be the final inning. And because it is the final inning, yep, 7:45, this will be the final inning here. And right after this half inning, unless the Pirates are able to strike two runs or one run and bring this game to the bottom of the sixth. Number 44, Josue Lopez, will be batting here. He'll be followed by Chamberlain, and Lopez will step into the batter's box. He needs something amazing to keep the Pirates in this game, because right now the Brewers are three outs from winning their first game, albeit disappointingly. That ball bounces before it gets to the plate. Ball number one. And could, albeit, be a disappointing first game. Pitch on the way. That will be, I believe, called a strike. So 1-1 count. Two more strikes, and then he will be two outs from winning the first game. And got to say, this is a bit of a lackluster performance for the league champions that won the league championship in a mercy rule in both games. I mean, with 15 games to go, or with 15 games in the season, you've got 14 to go after this. What do you do if you've lost that first game? And what a play! That's going to be a line out to second. And Lopez is sat down there. Three were left on base last inning. Here's Evan Chamberlain. Last time up, he hit into a fielder's choice. He was gunned down at first. Allowed Lopez to go to second. He would later score the only run the Pirates have. And the Pirates really played into this game. They were never really out of it here in the top half of the sixth. Never really out of this game. Pitch on the way. Outside. That'll be ball number one. Or that was inside. Chamberlain, and then I believe Jeff Boyce will finish the do-up. He'll be batting cleanup here. 1-1 pitch. We'll get away from the catcher. It'll be 2-1. So 14 games to go, and if you're the Glastonbury Pirates, if you drop this game, what are you thinking for the rest of the season? Ball three. Personally, I'd be thinking how to get that game back, and I think the only way to get one game back is to win two in a row. And it's the only way to get a loss back. Yeah, standings. And if you're the Brewers and you win this game, probably thinking you're well on your way to a title as they walk him. I'll tell you right now, this team not looking like the same team they were last season. This game probably would have been at least 5-1 right now if this were last year's team. This definitely isn't. Here's the windup and the 0-0. In there, strike number one. Looked like it was in the dirt. Runner on, one out. Up at first base. Here comes the 0-1. And it's in the dirt, and it'll be a 1-1 count. Tonight is just not the night for either team today. Neither team seems to be really getting it. 1-1 on the way. Ball two. Well, right now for the Brewers, the main focus has got to be they're working to gain a win here. 2-1. Swung on and missed. It gets away from the catcher. Throw to second. He is safe, and that is a close call to make. He swung and missed at that, so there's another strike, but a stolen base. So a stolen base there. And here's the next pitch. Hit into right. It will fall foul. So a 3-2 count. Full count here. Chance to get the next out in this inning right here. One pitch. Kicks and throws. Apparently there was a 2-1 count, so that's going to be ball three. So a 3-2 count. Here's the 3-2. And it was called strike three. Throw to third for two. He is safe. And the Brewers do not like that. A K for Boyce. Boyce strikes out, but another stolen base. I don't even think that Chamberlain believes he was safe. But either way, this brings up Ish Bullorin, or Bullorin. And you can see it on the faces of the Brewers players in the dugout. You heard a loud shout. They thought they got the double play there. Personally, I thought they got the double play, and he was safe out at third. So a runner on third, and one good hit will tie this game at two. The pitch on the way. Bounces, but they'll call it strike one. That one was low, and I think he's going to try and make up for that poor call by maybe making another one. And that could have been the game right there. Swung on and missed strike two, and he's really swinging for it like this is for the game. And let's face it, it is. Two strikes, no balls, no outs. Two outs. Two outs, two strikes. Swung on and missed the K to end the game. And there you have it. And the Brewers will take this one. And the Brewers will win it 2-1. And I could hardly believe that one myself. Brewers get the win either way off the poor call. And the next game starting in just over a half hour. We'll be back with game number three and the final game of our triple header. That'll start 8:30. And we thank you for listening to today's game. Your final score, the Fat Orange Cap Brewers 2 and the Glastonbury Pirates 1. Stay tuned with us. Immediately following the conclusion of the next game will be the Arch 2 Indians and the New Britain Hurricanes. Good night, everybody. And we'll see you in the next game.